Hawaii is lagging behind in the 2020 census count. And that's cause for concern in our community because it is tied to key federal programs. Now, the deadline has been pushed off until August as there are concerns about census takers in the field during this health crisis. Mike Akane is the CEO of the Hawaii Community Foundation. He stresses why it has never been more important to be counted, as our economic need has never been greater. If you thought it was bad before, think again.
For every person that's counted, it's like writing the state of Hawaii a $2,800 check. And, you know, a house with a four, that's over $10,000. And so, you know, it's big money. And you multiply that by 10, and you got your census number, your census contribution. So we're in a... This is super important work that's being done. And, you know, we're going to have to find a way to communicate with what's happening with COVID, the need for people to fill out this information and to have a sense of urgency to do it. We're up to about 37% right now, and the U.S. rate is at 44.5%.
So give us the breakdown. How is it on the neighbor islands?
Neighbor islands, Maui County is at 30%, Kauai County is at 27%, and Hawaii County is at 21%. They've traditionally trended slower, and because of the rural communities, it tends to be a little bit more difficult. And so I think some of the work that's being done with nonprofits to try to get into households is where we're going to have to try to drive that count up. They haven't received some information that Oahu County has received, but, you know, it shouldn't stop them from getting the message of getting online. It's very simple, and we're going to have to just work hard. There's been an extension to the timeline to, I believe, August, so there's a bit more time for people to fill out the census information than previously.
But the need is probably greater now, just given the overlay of this COVID-19.
It is. We track the vulnerable community very closely at the Hawaii Community Foundation, and we try to drive our resources towards those inequities. What we're seeing now with COVID is an exacerbation of that community. They're being hurt more, and it's becoming a much larger population. And so we also track what's called the ALICE families, which are those families, it's an acronym for Asset Limited Income Constrained But Employed. That number is going up substantially as well.
And now there are so many that are not employed.
Yeah. And you know, probably, and they're taking services that traditionally they wouldn't. And so you're having organizations like the Feed Bank servicing families that were, you know, in some cases considered middle income.
People are probably at home and they've just been consumed by the headlines and the growing numbers, you know, across the world. The Census Bureau sent out, the information a week or two ago. And so folks should have this in hand if they haven't jumped online to be counted. They really ought to do it now.
Absolutely. Every individual that fills out this application represents $2,800 check coming to Hawaii. And so it's big money. The money that doesn't come, in most cases, is going to have to be backfilled by state resources, which then takes away from our ability to do other things with that funding. So it really puts a tremendous pressure on government when you don't get the federal resources that you deserve, when it's really incumbent on us as constituents to really do our part and fill out this census report.
Now, I know when this was launched, there was a big push to get folks who were Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islanders to check that box. And there's been a big campaign to get the word out in a lot of these different Pacific Islander communities.
Yeah, it has. I think it's actually been a pretty effective targeted campaign. It's been driven out of the federal office with some local contractors here that I think have been very effective. I hope the numbers will show that effectiveness, but it's yet to be seen. You know, hopefully we're going to exceed people's expectations. And as I've mentioned, we have a bit more time, so we're going to have to focus and get those numbers up. Native Hawaiian community, Polynesian community, Asian Americans are tend to be, you know, undercounted communities.
Is there a plan to keep running the TV commercials or the radio commercials that you're doing?
Yeah, we're in the process of trying to reevaluate our plan. A lot of our planning, based on the RFP that was issued by the state, required gatherings that tried to create energy and get out there and get people to fill out the census form. That's going to have to pivot. It's going to have to be a family-to-family type of social media and up on paid media I know that the listener population that you serve is a really civically engaged community, and so we're confident that community is going to do their part, but it's what they can do beyond their families and their immediate households that is going to make a difference. And just reaching out through email or through their social media sources to get people beyond their households to do that, to get them to understand how important it is. And I think during a time like this where we're seeing, you know, our state deal with a major disaster, a pandemic that is having far-reaching economic impacts on our community, that should resonate as a message to them. And so hopefully people will pick up that responsibility and share in the kuleana that we all have to try to get everybody to fill out this form.
So get busy on the Coconut Wireless.
That's exactly right. You know, every wireless that you can get a hold of. And again, just recognizing the financial impact that it has on our state for a 10-year period.
I think, too, as people start to see so many in our community filing for unemployment and so many in our community, you know, lining up at the food bank, it really is, the need is just, it's greater than it ever was.
It is, but it also makes you realize a couple of things. One is you realize how fragile our economic construct really is in Hawaii. And so, you know, we have to remember that as we come out of this, that we don't want this again. So we really got to think hard about what that future construct is going to be so that we have a much more resilient community. Going into COVID, just prior to COVID, one out of every two families was one paycheck away from some kind of financial catastrophic position. And that's a very fragile community that's not acceptable. And so we're seeing some of that fragility come out in our work right now. It's unfortunate. But I think as we do come out, hopefully we're going to be much more emboldened to take the steps we need to create a much more robust economy that's resilient to this type of disaster going forward.
Now, when the Hawaii Community Foundation came out with their change document, you know, like what is it going to take in order to keep our people here? Do you fear that we're going to lose our families because of this downturn?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those who are capable of moving to areas where cost of living is lower and incomes are higher is going to be a natural draw for people like that. I think, again, prior to COVID hitting us, I think the legislature was starting to appropriately take some pretty robust and bold steps in trying to bring down the cost of living for middle and lower income families. There was a package of bills that both the House, Senate, and governor were signed on to that addressed the housing affordability issue with very robust investments into infrastructure that mandated affordable returns. They were pushing hard on a bill that would provide 100% child care and early learning opportunities for every child who needed it in the state of Hawaii within a 10-year period, which with milestones, you know, every 2.5 years to check and meet certain deliverables. And then there was an income inequality package of bills that made income to earn tax credits permanent and raised the minimum wage modestly over a 3-year period. And that would have made a huge difference. And I hope when the legislature reconvenes that they realize that those amendments to our laws are going to be more needed then than at any time. So there's a recognition, I think, by the legislature that some action is needed. I hope that they're going to be able to maintain those efforts.
And will your messaging be any different before the deadline in August?
Just a higher sense of urgency.
And that was Mike Akane, CEO of the Hawaii Community Foundation, stressing the need for Hawaii residents to fill out the 2020 census online. The state's response rate is lagging behind the national figures, and he urges families who are at home to get on the computer, take the time out, and fill out the census form now.